from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Steph Curry became eligible for an extension. A one-year extension in 26-27 for $63 million. All right? Now, he's been at the Olympics, and now he's apparently taken a lot of time off. And I went back and I listened to a Mike Dunleavy clip when he was asked about Steph being extension eligible. Mike Dunleavy talked about how it's important for the Warriors to get Kuminga and Moody re-signed, and they asked him about Steph. Mm-hmm. And Mike Dunleavy said, obviously, we'll talk about that too, whatever he wants, meaning whatever Steph wants. So,
makes all the sense in the world.
Anthony Slater's story centers on whether or not Curry wants an extension right now in the offseason between now and October 21st. And my question to Warrior fans is, A, why wouldn't he want an extension right now for 26-27? And then I guess my second question would be, well, what if he doesn't sign an extension in 26-27? Would there be a reason for that other than something that would make you panic? And I don't know the answer to that, but the one thing I do agree with is, depending on what happens, I do think it'll indicate something about the way he's feeling, about the way the Warriors are feeling, and about the direction of the team in the near future.
Yeah, and, you know, if I may, Steiny, I think this is leverage, and I understand it, and I don't think he'll make that decision. Like, he'll just let it go. I don't think we'll know anything by the
October 21st.
Okay, so they're not going to be 20-30 because that's not the deadline.
Right.
I just feel like Steiny, he is. This is like part two of, again, this is in his contract, of him saying, I have to look around and believe that you guys are doing everything for the team, but mainly my window, because I'm not going to be here forever at this level. And again, he's not thirsty for the cash, so he can prolong it. But other than that, that's the only thing on top of what he said in Vegas about things change quickly in this league. There's no other explanation.
In fairness, it's a little like Brunson, though not altogether like Brunson.
Explain that. Let me.
Well, Brunson gave money up, but he can recoup that money.
Gotcha. And he's at a point in his career where he's younger than Curry.
Right. Yeah. So Steph Curry can not sign an extension this offseason, and then sign a 2-year extension next offseason. for more than 63 and then whatever that second year is, no doubt. But why wouldn't you take a bird in the hand? And
60 birds.
Here's the part that I think is legitimate. There's too much going on to not believe that Steph is thinking about the next year or two.
No doubt about it. This is just natural, right? It's natural. It so happens that this is in his contract. But Steiny, what if you were Steph? Again, I know I keep going to what he said in Vegas, but that shit the world. And only the Steph Curry-like way. I totally get it. You think he wants to ride out not being in, not playing meaningful basketball after what he just experienced? So I totally get him taking this to the two-minute warning.
Is there any chance the Warriors, even though Mike Dunleavy and a general manager is going to say what a general manager is going to say.
Okay.
Is there any way the Warriors don't want to offer Curry that extension for 1 year?
Nah. When you just played that soundbite and I heard it from over here, Steiny, and you got me remembering it, and you called me, Goo, you didn't say you disagreed, but you're like, you're crazy if you think they're doing everything and bending over for Steph Curry. They are. He's earned it. And as crazy as this sounds, it wasn't another title last weekend, but Steiny, it was just a reminder, not that they needed it, that this dude is built what we are. He's been the maestro of this dynasty. We'll do what he says, and we'll acquiesce. It's as simple as all outdoors.
You know, the one thing, and tell me if you agree with this, Goo, when we talk about the greatest players in the game, LeBron, let's say Durant, Giannis, Curry, Jokic, it feels like we always know what LeBron's contract situation is. Always. Maybe because he always has an opt-out.
Well, and he's moved more than Steph. Steph's been one spot, but go ahead.
I feel like Giannis, we all know he's under contract for another two or three more years.
At least.
I feel like throughout Curry's career, we've never really cared. I mean, we've cared, but it's never been a focal point because he's never been the kind of player like LeBron or like Giannis, who apparently got Drew Holiday traded and got Lillard in there, or even like Durant, who's tested the waters. Like, it's never been that important to know Curry's contract situation because he's always been wrapped up, and he's never been the kind of player that says, I want out if I'm not winning.
I feel like you're describing Frisky. Like, those dudes have been Frisky.
Definitely.
You're right. Now I think Steph is Frisky.
Maybe he is. Maybe he is. What I'm getting to is like, for the last year when the Warriors were struggling, what do? Can we trade Wiggins? Can we trade Kuminga? Can we trade this? Can we do this? Can we get Paul George? Can we get Markin? Da, 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 da. The reality of the situation is we're going to have to talk about this.
Oh, man.
We are going to have to talk about it. If particularly, like, the deadline is October 21st. It's the day before the season starts.
That's amazing.
So if he doesn't sign an extension for 2026-2027 by the start of the season, then he can't sign one till the end of the season.
That's news.
So I agree with Slater. What would it mean if he doesn't sign an extension this summer for 2026-2027.
To me, it means he put the Warriors on the clock. That's all. Am I wrong, Steiny?
I don't think
so. He put them on the clock.
I don't think so.
He turned down 60 plus million to put his team on the clock to get the team, back in what he deems championship contention, or Steiny, at this point, just a chance. And when you don't make the playoffs, I don't have to tell you, you don't have a chance. And that's what happened last year. That was true. I just hate it. Not that he would. I just hate that Steph didn't play big time basketball and we got robbed of that. He didn't play a playoff game. Now, right. I do got to do the, hey, we're on the radio. You know, it's Warriors on mine all day. you, Steiny, I'm being real here, and you're rubbing off on me. In a crazy world, do you think Joe Lacob would look at that decision like, hey, Steph, I love you like a son, but somehow knowing I'm not or we're not tied to you for that $60-plus million, in a crazy world, do I dare say it wouldn't be the end of the world for Joe if somehow that, if you kind of get my drift, Steiny, they're going to try.
No, I get it.
But if they didn't have, like, and that's what scares me about this, like, I could kind of see you're not, you don't want it to happen, Steiny, but you're not going to jump off the Bay Bridge.
I hear you. I absolutely hear you. And the 650, and I'm taking your word for it because I don't have the numbers in front of me. The extension he would sign next offseason would be for $130 million for 2 years. Well, that's $65 a year.
Yeah.
So, yes, he could wait, but the raise he would get by waiting isn't that significant. So,
and it's not about money at this point. It would be about if the chef feels like they can still cook.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And then the other thing becomes, yeah, what does Joe Lacob want to do?
I think he's in a position he can never tell us. You know, unless you gave us some truth serum. And he wants Curry, Steiny. But if they saw that, man, we don't have a chance, even with them.
Right.
Man.
Right. Right.
That's just how human the mind works. I'm not, you know.
If on October 21st, Steph hasn't signed that extension, they're going to have to tell us why.
That is a why.
And I, wow. Like, I think the story they would come up with would be, you know, Steph is the greatest team player of all time, and he's gonna wait to sign the extension so as to give us, you know, a sliver of more wiggle room, yeah, or just a hair more flexibility. But I'm not sure that it would give him more flexibility, or it would make him any, like, I really do believe, is Steph, let me ask you this, Gu. If Steph Curry's got two more years left in his deal at 55 and 59, is he significantly more valuable to another team than if he's got one more year left in his contract at 63? I don't know.
He's so great. I want to say no, because you know what you would be getting, and you already know that you got action, and he would put you over the top. But numbers do matter, Steiny, and so does the finances. But I got to believe, I'm changing my answer. I'm saying yes. That would have to be a part of it, right?
What?
Him being more attractive if he doesn't do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I guess it would be how he's playing, obviously.
Yeah. And it looks like if he's betting on himself, if right. he goes down this road of, right. hey, Guru Stani, 38 Steph is going to be just like I am at 36, right. baby.
Right. And who knows? He might be. Who knows? He might be.
There's a lot of miles in between that when you get there, Stani, from where he's at now to that juncture.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think it's, you know, as the Warrior season approaches, and we're going to obviously get to some Niners and things like that, but as the Warrior season approaches, that to me is the next telltale sign.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
It's the next telltale sign. And
what did Joe Lacob text you about this when we talked?
I said, I'm overanalyzing it.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Right. And I think what he means is, Steiny, he says, Steiny, here's why you're overanalyzing it.
Yep.
Because we're going to offer him $63 million for that one-year extension, and he's going to take it.
No doubt. Nothing to see.
It may happen August 15th. Okay. It may happen the 20th. It may happen
But when you talk about this much chatter, and in the article, Slater was like, he's unplugging for basketball, getting away. But it's like, you kind of get a margarita based on after you tell the, hey, I want to exercise that. Hey, Aisha, we got another 60. Like, to not do that, Steiny, to me, is like, I feel like he's thinking, he's telling us what he's doing already.
Yeah.
I don't know, just me.
Rembry 6 on the YouTube chat. Lacob is a businessman, and trading Curry would be bad for business.
I agree.
I don't necessarily agree.
If he's still playing at a high level.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's a big part of it. And I know people don't like to hear this, but let's face it. Steph has more value now, probably, than he'll have at the trade deadline.
Oh, no doubt about it.
To the Warriors. Yeah. To the Warriors. And
I agree with that.
I'll tell you what situation I wouldn't want to get into is you start playing the season, and God forbid, oh my God, he's not the same player. Well, now what can you get for him? Not as much.
Oh, man.
If that's the case. Now, I'm not anticipating that happening, but I've also got to be realistic about his age at 36. I mean, here's the other thing.
And he's got a lifetime, what is it, $1 billion contract with Under Armour?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Something like that.
So this 60 Stani is chump change.
I don't know if I'd say that.
I mean, wow.
Not sure if I'd say that.
Give me half a
meal. I mean, if somebody's going to rip me off that, I'm probably going to take it unless there are extenuating circumstances. And the last thing I want to say about Curry is, you know, of all the players out there, I absolutely mean this, and it goes back to what I've always felt about Curry and playing with Curry. Of all the players out there, if there's a team or teams that think they need a piece to put them over the top, to me, Curry would be the guy. Whether it would be, even if it would be coming off the bench, he could be the difference between winning a title and not winning a title. And to me, the reason why is because Curry's still great, but he also can go into any situation and figure out the best way for that team to be successful and then fit whatever style of play he needs to play into it.
And how valuable is that? And
I think it's hugely valuable. I mean, think about this for a sec.
Man.
How many teams right now, if you just dropped Steph Curry onto their team, could win a title?
OKC.
Okay.
Memphis.
Okay.
Boston. Okay. Repeat. Sacramento.
Philly.
Okay, Philly.
I don't know about Sac, yeah, you know, but whatever.
They got DeRozan.
Dallas.
Yeah. Dallas.
Dallas has Curry, Kyrie, yeah. And Doncic.
Oh, my gosh.
They're probably pretty good.
Minnesota.
Exactly.
Like, I really believe that.
Exactly. And I think
maybe
that's what this thing kind of leads to, is if you're not playing well at the trading deadline, would there be a team out there that looks and says, we get Steph Curry, we can win it.
Man.
And I think there could be 8 or 10 teams that absolutely think that and would be right in thinking that. And then at that point, you're the Warriors and you say, we can get back in business in a hurry right now.
Wow.
It's going to hurt.
Yeah.
But we can get back in business.
Oh, man, because remember I told you that haul for that for Steph would be, oh, my goodness. I got to reset.
Right now.
You. Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. John Sally.
John Sally.
There you go.
Thank you. I got to read something to you because this whole offseason and the Klay departure.
Klay Thompson. That,
I think I omitted something. And all I want to read this to you. And it goes back to what I keep harping on in his comments in Vegas. Any chance Curry is mad about what they did or how they handled Klay Thompson? So this is why he's the delay. I never really I talked about it, Stani, but we say, oh, the Warriors do what they want to do. Any merit to that, in your opinion, about Steph being mad the way that they handled Klay? Because I think I blew past. If they wanted Klay and he wanted Klay, he would still be here. Or maybe he wanted that and Klay was the part that he couldn't control. But
tough to answer that. Tough to answer that question. Because to me, yeah, you got the big three, Steph, Klay, and Draymond. But we all know that within that big three, the rules are still different for Steph. And
right.
So on the one hand, I could see a fan or somebody saying, I'll tell you what is if Steph saw the what you know how they handled Klay, maybe he's thinking, I'm just a commodity too, and they'll do the same thing to me. I don't think he needs to worry about that because he is Steph Curry. But if he's not happy with their whole approach to the way they handled Klay.
I do wonder.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
And Klay's on record as saying, Steph, I don't need you to vouch for me. I'm good. But I don't know. And maybe that deal vanishing for Klay maybe has Steph a little irritated that that's how that went. That the 2 for 48 went away.
Exactly. I don't know.
Well,
that I don't know.
I think as we get further down the road, we'll find out.
And here's the other thing about kind of where Curry is and where the Warriors are. This is what happens to stars as they get older.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.